India Yankee, India Mobile.
This is KI4DOS calling CQ to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net is KI4DOS. My name is Gary, and my location is Easley. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic bulletins or announcements for the net? Please call KI4DOS.
Number DOS, KO4NUE.
Evening to KO4NUE. Master Chad over in Campobello. Go ahead there, Chad.
An announcement tonight that there is a station that deals with APRS. And I suspect that what's happening is they're beaconing through on the repeater frequency during the day. It's not a consistent time beacon, which means it's mobile. I'm suspecting that it's mobile. And I also would suspect that it's Yaesu. So just want to make an announcement that if you're an APRS user, please check your radios to see if you have got your APR set up on the repeater frequency. I suspect that it's a Yaesu 400, but just want to let everybody know that that's easy to do, and just let them know that it's happening. That's all. KO4NUE, back to net.
Ed, does anyone need any feels on Chad's announcement?
Sort of explain it. What is happening? I'm sorry, I didn't quite get what's happening.
Transceiver is set for APRS, to put out a beacon for APRS, and it must be on the repeater frequency. On the input or the output, probably on the input, it's coming through the repeater, and it's not supposed to be doing that.
Well, up on APRS, so I don't have that capability, so I never heard it, so I wouldn't recognize it, but thank you, Gary.
Okay, Fred, hope that helped you out any. Does anyone else need any feels on Chad's announcement? The number on that announcement now will count it as a piece of traffic.
Message number two.
Number two. Do appreciate it. One more question while I've got you. Are you going to be around for comments in a little while?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
We'll continue on with the rest of it then. I got you down for some comments in just a little while. Any other traffic bulletins or announcements for the net, please call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS.
Control, go ahead.
KI4DOS, I would just like to invite everybody on the net tonight to check in on next Tuesday night at 8 o'clock on the 147195 machine to Pickens County Area Racy's net. It's at 8 o'clock on plates on 147195. 443-450. Back to net, KO4WWZ.
Do appreciate you bringing that to the net. Does anyone need any feels on Chandler's announcement? I'd say good evening to KO4WWZ, Mr. Chandler, a neighbor of mine over here in East. Alrighty, any other traffic bulletins or announcements for the net, please call KI4DOS. Anything else being heard, we will now begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. Please check in your proper alphabetical group. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the rag chute portion. This being Wednesday night, the rag chute portion will be postponed a bit while we have the swap net portion of the net. Then we'll go on to the rag chute portion, stopping periodically for additional check-ins. I got a whole list of folks that use the pre-check-in function of the repeater tonight. We'll grab those, and then we'll go from there. Say good evening to W4FCM. That's Mr. Fred and his sweet bride in 4IEI. That's Miss Isla, there at Traveler's Rest. And KI4LZI, that's Mr. Andy up at Table Rock. And KO4RAX, that's Mr. Jim, he's over at Dacusville. And KN4RJN, that's Mr. John up at Brown Summit. And KX4YM, no, that's not KX4, that's K4XMR. Excuse me, Mel, I got that all tangled up. K4XMR, Mr. Mail, down in Prosperity. And KW4TS, that's Mr. Jim, down in Pelzer. And K4OSH, that's Mr. Pat, he's down in Malden. And K4OIM, that's Mr. Walt, over there in the hospital. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Walt. You get out of there real soon. We're all pulling for you there, big buddy. Also like to say good evening to KJ4UHF. That's Mr. Jack. He's over in Greenville. And KC4W. Mr. Bill. He's in Anderson. And W2AMD. That's Mr. Andrew in Simpsonville. And KA5WLL. That's Mr. Leroy over in Taylor's. And KO4RUR. Mr. Chris over in Greenville. And K4ROW, Mr. Richard, over in Greenville. Appreciate all you fine folks that use the pre-check-in function of the repeater tonight. I got you all in the log, and we do appreciate you being with us. Let's try Echo Link stations now. Echo Link stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS, please check in Kilo Golf 4, Whiskey November Papa. Landing via Echo Link. Bakersfield, in and out.
4DOS. Good evening, Gary. Thanks for calling in tonight. Please check in Whiskey 4 Delta Julia Whiskey, W4DJW. Dave Mobile in Fort Myers, Florida. Negative and negative.
FS. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4 Whiskey Whiskey Z, KO4WWZ. Please mark the down comment, sir. I'll be standing by on the side, KO4WWZ.
KI4DOS. Gary, please acknowledge. This is Gabriel, KB4MC, mobile. Alex, say hello. We're mobile on Highway 178 near Aiken, I guess. We're going back to Greenville. We'll be listening for the duration. Hope everybody's cool tonight.
KI4DOS and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening, KG4WNP. That's Mr. Landon. He's over in Dacusville tonight on Echo Link. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Landon. And W4DJW, Mr. Dave. He's mobile down there in Fort Myers, Florida tonight. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Dave. Tell Miss Amy we said hello. And KO4WWZ, Mr. Chandler. Chandler, I got you checked in when you made the announcement, but I got you checked in. Appreciate you being with us. And I got you down for some comments there, Chandler, in just a little while. And KV4NC, Mr. Gabriel, out there on the mobile as well tonight. Headed back home, down there somewhere between here and Aiken or someplace. be careful out there on the mobile, Gabriel, and y'all have a safe trip. That's all the Echo Link stations I got, so we'll start with the alphabet now, the M through P, Mike through Papa, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Kilo India 4, Mike Romeo Alpha, Fred over here in Greer. I'll be negative and negative. Stick around.
DOS. Gary, please check in. Kilo 4, Oscar November Oscar Lorena, and my husband Kilo Kilo 4 Delta Mike Whiskey Rig, and our daughter Kilo Mike 4 Mike Oscar Quebec Michelle. We're all in Piedmont. I'll be negative and negative.
To us. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4 November November Hotel KO4NNH. My name is Fred, Pobel in Piedmont tonight. 73 to you, Gary, Miss Joy, and all on the net. I'll be negative and negative tonight.
ELS. Please tell Miss Joy I said hello. Please check in Whiskey Golf 4 Mike Charlie WG4MC Matt Western Greenville County. Be negative and negative. 73 to you and all in there on the net.
For DOS. Joy, please check in and out. Kilo Golf 4, Papa Foxtrot, India. And the name's Don. Check in my wife, Linda. Kilo Golf 4, Quebec, Lima, Quebec. We're in Piedmont. Good evening to you and everybody on the net. We'll just be gone and out.
DOS. Ken Whiskey 2, Mike, Juliet, Bravo, W2MJB, Mark in Simpsonville. Also checking my wife, Wendy. Kilo November 4, Hotel Tango Papa. That's KN4HTP by phone relay. If she didn't check in by Echolink, I wasn't listening. When you recognize the Echolink check-ins or the early check-ins. Also, Gary, could you give me a signal report on the Monday net? I was told that my signal was real low, but I wasn't aware of that.
4DOS on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Great group of folks. Another great group of folks to start the evening off with. Like to say good evening, KI4MRA, Mr. Fred. He's over in Greer. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Fred. And KK4ONO, that's Miss Lorena, and her husband Rick, KK4DMW, and their daughter Michelle, KM4MOQ. They're all down there in Piedmont. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Lorena. Tell Rick and Michelle. And KO4NNH, Mr. Fred, he's mobile down there around Piedmont. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Fred. You be careful out there on the mobile. Don't work too hard tonight. And WG4MC, that's Mr. Matt. He's over in Western Greenville County. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Matt. And KG4PFI, that's Mr. Don and his sweet bride, KG4QLQ. That's Miss Linda. They're also down there in Piedmont. I appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Don. Tell Linda we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. And W2MJB, that's Mr. Mark, and his sweet bride, KN4HTP, that's Miss Wendy. They're down there in Simpson. Well, Mark's in Simpsonville. Wendy's via telephone relay. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mark. Tell Wendy we said hello. And Mark, I had you over half scale on reverse, so there's nothing wrong with your signal. Your audio seems to be just a little bit light. I don't know how far you speak away from the microphone, but you might be get a little closer to the mic, or if you've got a mic gain on that transceiver, you might turn it up just a little bit, but you are perfectly readable, and like I said, your signal strength is just, it's great. I'm not going to say anything about that, but your audio is down just a little bit. Hope that helps. Echolink station up. Let's try Echolink stations again. Echolink stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
Next. Keep uniform. Lima Papa. That would be KO4ULV. Alexander here taking a vacation in Marathon, Florida. And good evening to everyone on the net, and I'll be negative and negative.
That's KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Like to say good evening to KO4ULP, Mr. Alexander, and he's down there in Florida tonight. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Alexander. Y'all have a good vacation down that way. Be safe. Additional stations, Mike through Papa for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. The Quebec through Tango Group, Q through T for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI-4-DOS.
KI-4-DOS. Okay, please check in N0TR, November 0, Tango Romeo. My name is Tom. I'm located in Greer. Good evening to you and Joy and all on the net. And thanks for calling the net tonight, Gary. And I'll be negative and negative.
4DOS. Gary, please tell Miss Joy I said hello. And check in KO4RYP, Kilo Oscar 4, Romeo Yankee Papa. This is Anna, and I'm at home in Campobello. I'll be negative and negative tonight, Gary. Thank you.
KOS. Check in Whiskey November 4 Sierra, Chris and Lyman. No traffic, no chew. Good evening to you and all of the net.
4DOS.
It's all in 4DME, Paul. We're in the cold, we need it, hello, everybody on that.
4DOS. Gary and Chris here. Please check in KO4QOG, Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec Lima Golf. I'm in Liberty, and I'll be negative and negative.
This KI-4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to N0TR, Mr. Tom, over there in Greer. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Tom. Tell Miss Bernice we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. And KO4RYP, that's Miss Anna over in Campobello. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Miss Anna. Hope you're doing well. Keep Mr. Chad straight. That's a tough job, I know. Hope your ears didn't burn too bad today. We talked about you a little bit. But have a good evening. Also like to say good evening to WN4S, Mr. Chris. He's over in Lyman. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Chris. And AA4QS, Mr. Donald. And his son in 4DME, Mr. Paul. They're down there in Toccoa, Georgia. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Donald. Tell Paul we said hello. And KO4QLG, that's my other brother by a different mother, Mr. Chris over in Liberty. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Chris. Hope you're doing well. Additional stations, Quebec through Tango for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI-4DOS. Up to the next group, which is the Uniform through Zulu, U through Z for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI-4DOS.
KI-4DOS. Please check in WV6Z. Tom in Marietta, South Carolina. I'll be negative and negative 73.
KOS. Gary and everyone, please check in and out. KI-4ZLW Randy. KJ-4CRL Linda. Up in Asheville.
DOS.
Check in Kilo Charlie 4, Yankee Lima Charlie, KC4YLC. This is David in Whitmire. Good evening to you and everyone on the net. I'll be in and out tonight.
DOS. Hello to you and Miss Joy. Hope you're doing well. Thanks for calling the net. Please check in N4ZLK. I'm Shane. I'm mobile. Almost home in Cleveland. No traffic. No table.
Please check in Kilo X-ray 4, Yankee, Mike, Scott, Greenville, negative, negative. Also my bride, Kilo Oscar 4, Alpha, Charlie, Delta. And my daughter, Kilo Oscar 4, India, Lima, India. Both named Mary. Thanks for calling in that tonight, and I'll be hanging around for the swamp.
4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to WV6Z, Mr. Tom, up there in Marietta. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Tom. Hope you're doing well. And KI-4VLW, that's Mr. Randy and his sweet bride, KJ-4CRL. That's Miss Linda. They're up there in Asheville. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Randy. Tell Linda we said hello. And KC-4YLC, Mr. David, down there in Whitmire. Appreciate you being with us tonight, David. And N4ZLK, that's Mr. Shane. He's mobile up here around Cleveland, headed to the house. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Shane. You be careful on to the house. Have a safe trip. And KX4YM is Mr. Scott and his sweet bride, KO4ACD, and their daughter, KO4ILI, Miss Mary. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Scott. Tell Mary and Mary we said hello. Hope all of y'all are doing well. Additional stations, uniform through Zulu for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Kilo Echo 4, Zulu Hotel Foxtrot, Keaton Clovis. Good and good. Enjoy what everybody on there. Just check me in and out.
4DOS.
Whiskey 4 Whiskey, Oscar Zulu. That's W4WOZ. My name's Rod. We're in the land of Waz. We're negative and negative. Good evening.
Wes, can you please check in Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo? That's K4XB. Tommy, I'm located in southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you, Miss Joy, and everyone on the net. And I have a answer to your email question whenever it's time for that, K4XB.
I4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening, KE4ZHF. Mr. Keith up there in Columbus. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Keith. Hope you're doing well. And W4WOZ, Mr. Rod over in the land of Oz. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Rod. Hope you're doing well. And K4XB, Mr. Tommy, down there in southern Greenville County. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Tommy. Tell Miss Angela we said hello. And Tommy, you got the door prize tonight. You made number 50 on the list so far. I appreciate you being with us. And I'll be back. Let me get through with roll call, and I'll be back to you to get the rest of that information. DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Let's move up to the Alpha through Delta, Group A through D for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
4DOS. Check in Kilo November 4, Charlie Hotel Yankee, KN4CHY, Keith and Seneca. No traffic, no comment. I'll be listening to this one.
DOS. Thanks for calling the net. Please check in Whiskey 4, Charlie Tango Whiskey, W4CTW. This is Tyler over in Taylor's. I'll be negative and negative, but I'll be listening to the swap net.
Lewis, check in and out. November 4, Bravo, X-ray, Bravo. Herb, up in Shelby. I'll be listening to the swap net.
DOS. Good evening, Gary. Please check in. Kilo, Mike, 4. Bravo, Lima Hotel, KM4BLH. The name here is Kurt, Charlie Uniform, Romeo Tango, QTH is Greenville. I'll be negative and negative, and I'll be listening to the swap net.
DOS. Please check in Kilo, Bravo 2, Bravo Yankee, Quebec. KB2BYQ, Dave and Easley. I'll be negative and negative. Everybody have a good evening tonight.
KI4DOS. You sound good tonight. This is Kilo India 4, Delta Tango Yankee, KI4DTY. This is Daniel N. Taylor's, and I'll be hanging around for the swap net.
KI4DOS. Gary, this is K1CJW. That's Kilo 1, Charlie, Juliet, Whiskey. Rolling in Pickens, negative and negative, and a very good evening to all.
4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to KN4CHY, Mr. Keith, down there in Seneca. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Keith. And W4CTW, Mr. Tyler, over in Taylor's. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Tyler. And N4BXB, Mr. Herb up there, Shelby. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Herb. And KM4BXB, LH. Mr. Kurt, he's over in Greenville. And KB2BYQ, that's my neighbor Dave over here in Easley. And KI4DTY, Mr. Daniel, he's over in Taylor's. And K1CJW, Mr. Roland, over in Pickens. Appreciate all you fine folks being with us tonight. Hope everyone is doing well. And we do appreciate you being here. Additional stations, Alpha through Delta, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Up to the Echo Zoo Hotel Group, E through H, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Hotel Kilo X-ray. KO4HKX, that's Patrick in Penrose, and I will be in and out tonight, Gary, but I will be listening to the swap net. Thank you.
4DOS. Gary, please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, KC4ECN, Harry and Candler, and I will be negative and negative. Thanks for calling to them.
Hello, Gary. Please check in KO4BWQ. This is Jimmy down in Anderson, and I'll be negative and negative.
For DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Jimmy, give me the last three letters of your... Well, I don't need but one, really. Give me the last three letters of your call. I got KO4, and I missed the letter, and I got WQ. I can't remember the first letter.
It's KO4BWQ. Victor Whiskey, correct.
Corrected. KO4WVQ, Whiskey Victor, Quebec. Jimmy down there in Anderson, appreciate you being with us. And KC4EZN, Mr. Harry up there in Candler, North Carolina, appreciate you being with us, Harry. And KO4HKX, Mr. Patrick, he's up there in Penrose, appreciate you being with us tonight, Patrick. Hope all of y'all are doing well. Additional stations, Echo Through Hotel for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. The patient group on a Wednesday night, which is the India through Lima group, I through L for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS. Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar. And I'm James. I'm up on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. Be negative and negative. Send 73s for each one of you.
And now, Whiskey 4, India, Yankee, India, Robert, Mobile, Bomberg.
OS. Hope you and Miss Joy are well. Please check in, Whiskey 4, India, Oscar, Echo. See it in Fletcher, North Carolina. Hope you and Miss Joy have a good evening. Hope everybody's having a good evening. No comment. Thanks, Gary.
OS. Enjoyed the net so far. You got a good one going. Please check in Kilo 4. Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo Charlie 4. Mike, Foxtrot Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Mark us in and out if you would, please. Everyone have a good night. 7-3.
QS. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet Kilo Victor. This is Duncan up in Asheville. No traffic, no comment, but I'll listen to what you got on that swap net.
For DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Like to say good evening, KK4JFO. Mr. James up there in Tuxedo. Appreciate you being with us tonight, James. And W4IYI, Mr. Robert. He's mobile over there around Spartanburg tonight. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Robert. You be careful out there on the mobile. And W4IOE, Mr. Sid, he's up there at Fletcher. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Sid. Tell Miss Beverly we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. And KK4JBQ, Mr. Larry, and his sweet bride, KC4MFK. That's Miss Donna. They're located over in Greer. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Larry. Tell Donna we said hello. And KO4JKV, Mr. Duncan, up there in Asheville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Duncan. Hope you're doing well. And K3JOY, that's my pretty little bride, Joy. She's in the other room watching some TV tonight. Additional stations, India through Lima for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. We're up to the big group now, all the way through the alphabet, A through Z for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
November 1, X-ray, Romeo, Romeo. Michael, I'm in at home, Charlie, the rest of the night. I'll be negative and negative. Thank you, Gary.
Say good evening to N1XRR, Mr. Michael. Michael, I missed your location tonight. You're down in the noise just a little bit. What's your location? You must be mobile or on HD or something. You're a little worse that time. But we got you in the log. Do appreciate you being with us. Hope you're doing well. Additional stations all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Most everybody for the time being, this is KI4DOS, now securing the formal portion of the net. With our thanks for all those folks checking in with us so far. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We will now begin the swap net portion of the net, then we'll go on to the rag chew, stopping periodically for additional check-ins. I got one that's going to tell me some more information on an item, and then we'll see if there's any others. K4XB, Mr. Tommy, you still there?
This is K4XB. Gary, I believe that's four sections in the top piece, if I counted correctly. And the cost on that is free for whoever can take it down. It's got a beam on top. Looks like the beam needs some work as well. And I'm not sure exactly what, I'm not that familiar with it, but it's, someone said it was a MA-5 beam. I cannot verify that because I'm not that familiar. But that should do it, K4XB.
There is a, it looks like a Ron 25 tower. Is that about the right size? It's about 12 inches triangular, 12 inches across?
That's what it looked like to me. It looked like the Ron 25 that I have, so that should be it, K4XB.
Okay, Tommy. It's a Ron, we'll say it's a Ron 25 tower. It's got four 10-foot sections and an 8-foot top section, so that puts it up there about 48 feet. It's down in Greenwood. It is free, but you have to take it down. And this tower is a tilt-over tower, but it's tilted over in the middle. It looks like it tilts over above the house. There is a winch on the ground, and it would lay over on top of the house, and that way you could get on top of the house and take the beams and the rotator off and then start taking the sections apart as far as that goes. And Tommy said it is free. Does anyone need any fields on this Ron 25 tower? Well, if somebody lets me know about something, I got your contact information at 864-414-8324. Or they can reach you via email at k4xb.sc@gmail.com, correct?
K4XB.
Buddy, we do appreciate it. And like I said, I got it down, and I couldn't read the little print on the picture that you sent me, and that's the reason I needed that other information. I didn't know how tall it was. I couldn't quite tell. And I couldn't read all the fine print there, but we got it listed, and somebody is looking for a nice Ron 25 tower, I will get them in touch with you. Anyone else with anything they would like to add or anything I need to take off of the SwapNet book? Call KI4DOS. Do I have any other check-ins before I start the reading of the SwapNet book? Call KI4DOS.
DOS. And everyone on the net, This is November 4, Hotel Charlie in 4HHC, Warren Taylors, negative and negative tonight.
TOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to N4HHC, Mr. Warren over there at Taylors. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Warren. Hope you're doing well. This KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter swap net. The first items up on the swap net book are for sale. A gentleman has a 2-meter and a 6-meter module for a Yaesu FT767GX. They would like $50 for both of those modules. Does anyone need any fields? Item up is for sale. It's a Kenwood TS2000. It has a MX72 duplexer. He has the KRS programming software and a cable to key in a Meritron ALS600 amplifier to go with it, and he would like $800 for all of it. Does anyone need any fields? Up is for sale. It's a Kenwood TS570DG. He would like $500 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Up is for sale. It's a Kenwood TS820S. He would like $225 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Item up is for sale. It's a Kenwood TS820S with an external VFO. He would like $325 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Item up is for sale. It's a Heathkit SB200. That's an HF amplifier. It would like $350 for it. Does anyone need any fields?
6-Z.
Yes, sir, Mr. Tom.
Yeah, hey, Gary, you can go ahead and remove the SB200. I did sell that. Thank you, sir. WV6Z back to net control.
I do appreciate that. That helps me keep my book straight on this end there, young man. But I do appreciate it. KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter swap net continuing. The next item up is for sale. It's an MFJ 267. That's a dry dummy load. He would like $100 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Up is for sale. It's a Kenwood TS2000B. That's the 2000 with no front cover controls. It does come with a control head that you can use to operate it with, or you can use it in your computer. It works real well either way. They would like $750 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Up is for sale. It's a Tentec Jupiter. It would like $595 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Up is for sale. It's a Tentec Triton 4. That's a model 544, which is the digital model. It would like $438 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Up is for sale. It's a Tentec Omni 6 Plus. It would like $350 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Up is for sale. It's a recent HYS TC978. That's an SDR transceiver. It would like $400 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Up is for sale. It's a Yaesu FT736R. That's a 2-meter 440 all-mode base transceiver. Has the built-in power supply and whole nine yards. They would like $400 for it. Does anyone need any fields? The item I got on the swap net book tonight is for sale. It's a Homebrew 35-amp power supply. It has a switch on the front of it that you can read amperage or voltage. It's a real nice heavy-duty power supply. They would like $100 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Conclude the reading of the SwapNet book tonight, folks. Appreciate all you fine folks that stayed out there and listened to the reading of the SwapNet book.
those that listed items, so I appreciate that. I'll run that for a few weeks. Those that took items off, I really appreciate that. That helps me keep my books straight on this end. Do we have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet before we start to rag you? Call KI4DOS. Who's first up on the rag you list tonight? That would be Mr. Chad, KO4NUE, up there in Campobello. Mr. Chad, what have you and Miss Anna been up to this afternoon?
Good evening, everybody on the net. I just want to drop by real quick, and I've got a question for you about Sophie. If you and Miss Joy show affection toward one another in the house, what does Sophie do?
Most of the time, nothing. Every once in a while, I'll aggravate the dog and get over there and say, this is my honey or this is my Joy or something, and the dog will jump up there and try to get between us. Other than that, don't have a problem with her.
Who I got here in the house, if we hold hands, they'll raise their head and just kind of give you the stink eye for a little bit and watch me for a few minutes. And if it doesn't go any further, they'll lay back down on the couch, ain't worried about it. But I came home this afternoon, and we got home about the same time, so we were in the kitchen, and, you know, I reached over and gave her a hug and kiss on the cheek, and these two mutts here, they can't stand it. I mean, they just go absolutely bonkers, and Pixie, the little one, she jumps up all on your legs. And in KC, you know, Pixie's probably, I don't know, she might weigh maybe 10 pounds, maybe a little more, 13 something, I guess. But KC weighs 92. And he gets in between us and just howls and howls and barks and can't stand it. And I can't figure out why they're that way. I mean, we've never had a dog do that, but these two just, they can't deal with it.
Well, I don't know what to tell you other than, I know the dogs are well-trained. I know KC is. Don't know why he would do that. As far as Pixie goes, I don't know. It's just something it's not that they don't like it. I don't know what it is. I guess it's possessiveness. We had one dog that did that. And, of course, we had obedience trained that dog. And I put it down on a downstay, and it got up, and Joy put it on a downstay. I make them lay down and stay there and not move a muscle, and it finally worked, you know, but we had to work with the dog for a little bit to get it to where it wouldn't try to come between us. But it was more Joy's dog than it was mine, because Joy's the one that had trained it in obedience, and I was driving a truck then, I was in and out, and so the dog didn't see me as much as it did Joy. And so I think it was just got a little possessive, but we got that straightened out eventually. But it did take us a little while to do it.
Let me make sure I got it. So my dad, him and his wife, bought two Labradoodles. And, you know, Dad and when I was younger, we did a lot of hog hunting, and we had some pretty aggressive dogs over the years. So when he showed up with the two Labradoodles, me and Anna, we stay on him. You know, really, Dad, you know, a Labradoodle, two of them. And they are, both of them are like Satan. I mean, just all over the place, jump on you all the time. And finally, Anna went over and told him, look, you know, the dogs come in the house, they open the door, and then get in the trash can, and, you know, you're going to have to do something. So we got him he got a hold of a shock collar, training collar, and he has been training them with the shock collar, and the shock collar has a beeper mode and a vibrate mode and then a shock mode. So he started off with the, you know, the buzzer, and that, I don't know, that lasted about a day. They got used to that, and that was, you know, blew through that real quick. The second week was the vibrate mode. When they, you know, get into mischief, he'll hit the button and the collar vibrates, and that scared them a little bit. Well, that lasted about 3 days. But when he went to the shock mode, that seems to have helped matters quite a bit, because I've got the shock collar set up to where it will, if he hits the button to, you know, to correct the behavior with shock, it will vibrate first, and then it'll zap him a little bit. So we had one out here the other day, and evidently the shock collar went in vibrate mode, and she just froze in the yard. She didn't know whether to come or go, but she just stayed still, perfectly still, just like a bird dog. And it's, I know it's not funny, but it's kind of funny, you know, because you know Daddy's correcting them, because they look like statues in the yard.
Hate that he had to go to that that extreme, but some dogs are stubborn. As you know, they get a stubborn streak, and they're going to do what they want to do regardless. And you have to work with it and find out what's really going to work. Like I said, Joy has put most of our dogs through obedience training herself. We had a German Shepherd that she put through obedience training, and she carried it to a whole bunch of different competitions. And she went to city, and then she went to county, and then she went to state. And if the dog had not broke a downstay at the state finals, she'd have won it too, I guess. But, you know, she was winning everything as far as the obedience goes with the people that she was competing against. And that dog was well, well behaved, and it did all right until she went out to feed it one night, and then the dog turned on the owner and tried to snap at her, tried to bite her, but she was putting the food down. And we did a little more research and development, as Ray used to say, dug a little deeper, and found out that that particular breed, if it's going to turn on somebody, it's going to turn on the handler. So I said, I don't know if that's a good deal or not. But we love the breed. We've always had German Shepherds, and probably will as far as that goes. But, you know, I can just see those Labradoodles out there with the Labradoodles with the shock collars. I just see them coming bounding across the yard, and all of a sudden they stop and just freeze because, you know, they know what's coming next, and they don't want that to happen.
Right. Well, Dad doesn't, he's not rough with them at all, but he, if he needs to, you know, initiate a shock, he will. But, like I said, it is hilarious to see him give them a warning. And, he comes out, these bib overalls, you can see him up there standing in the driveway, and he'll holler one time for them. And if they don't, you know, if they don't show up in a little bit, then he gives them a warning and lets them know. So we've got two Great Pyrenees that stay down in the pasture with the goats and the chickens. And we've got a male and a female. And they are just huge animals. And they are super protective over the flock. I was talking with Tom today, and we were talking about chickens, and I told him that anytime we introduce a new animal into the pasture, we can't just put the animal in the pasture. The dogs will kill it. They're not going to have it. So we got a little pen, about a 4-foot by 4-foot pen. And whatever we want to put in the pasture to stay, we have to put it in that pen for, 12, 24 hours usually. And when they see it and smell of it and realize it's not a threat, then we can let it out of the pen and it gets accepted into the herd. But those dogs have killed snakes, chipmunks. Dad's got some pictures. 4 years ago, Gary, they trapped a deer in the corner of the fence. Evidently, the deer stayed with the goats. And they got a doe hemmed up in the corner of the fence and killed her. So they're just, they're brutal when it comes to protecting the herd. And when the kids were little and we'd go out in the pasture and hang around out in the pasture, I could not discipline the children if I had to anywhere near the pasture. They just go berserk. So it's just funny how dogs, different breeds do different ways, and it's just comical to see, how they react to things. But Anna shot a little video of the dogs going nuts this afternoon, and they haven't done that since the kids were here. But now that the kids are gone, I don't know. It's just a little weird.
Well, I guess they get accustomed to us as much as we get accustomed to them. Had a Great Pyrenees that once, it was a male that Joy and I rescued, and I got in touch with a lady down in, somewhere between Belton and Honeypath, and that general direction, and she had a goat farm down there, and she was looking for one, and she brought a kid with her up here to look at it, and she got the she met the dog, and then she went over to the truck, her little truck, and got that little kid out. And I want you to know, she set it down, and that big old male walked over the top of that little goat, little kid. And if it moved, the dog would move. And it kept it between his 4 feet. And I thought that was amazing. And we kept in touch with the lady for a good long while. But she had two others down there, and she said that she gave that dog his own herd, and each one of them had a herd in a certain area. And she said at night, they would, during the day, you go out there and they'd be laying down in the middle of the pasture or over under a shade tree or something of that nature. But at night, said it was on the constant move, and it would not let anything inside the fence.
So a couple months ago, Dad was complaining that somebody was stealing these goats at night. And my daughter is the one that she comes home usually on the weekends, and she knows all the goats. She's got them named and knows them by name, and probably knows a little bit more about them than Dad does. Dad just feeds them. He does watch over them pretty close, but Abby's emotionally connected to them, is what I'm trying to say. And she just says, Papa, nobody's stealing the goats. You sold it last week. Don't you remember? You know, you sold three of them last week. No, I didn't. And they'll get to arguing back and forth. And so anyway, he had me set some game cameras up to catch this goat thief that, you know, we never caught, by the way. But we never realized how active those two dogs are at night. And it's like clockwork. They have a pattern that they stick to, and they within 5 minutes, you know, about every 2 hours, walking that perimeter. And we got a couple of shots of a fox that comes in through the wire, and I think he just comes and stands and yips a little bit just to get the dogs upset, and they'll come running, is what I think. But Dad thinks that the fox is trying to get them to the other end of the pasture so he can circle back around and come in on the top side of the pasture while they're investigating, which makes sense. But it's just funny to see how they do, and they don't mess around. You know, the female